Dad and I were young during World War One. I was nine when peace was declared, so I must have been quite young. But we can remember the tears it caused relatives when boys had to leave, and also hard times for the other people. We were at Ernest Stinkel's one time when the boys were home on leave, and they had to leave again that same day. And those four boys were saying goodbye, and I know that it just went through me. The other things that I kind of remember is we could not have butter, but we could have cocoa butter, which was white in like a butter box, and there was a yellow pill in there, and you could mix it to make it look yellow, and then it would taste better for us. And flour, white flour, was used very sparingly. Cornmeal was all right to use. And German speaking was rather not done because it was really looked down upon or wrong. I don't know. Even over the telephones, there was no German spoken anymore. The school couldn't teach German, and I don't know when they stopped preaching German. I think about the same time too. And some churches were really hard at because they would come in and burn the books, the Bible and everything. They'd mistreat the preacher and everything. And when gypsies were coming to the deacon's house, and Dad was at home, of course, he ran in and told Grandma, and Grandma quickly made cornbread, because she had also been advised to always use the cornbread, and she was cornmeal, and she was really scared. One remembers quite a bit more about World War II, not only because of Elmer's being in it, but otherwise with our living condition. First of all, we were in New Wells, and the farmers, they could could buy gas because they needed it for agricultural reasons. But like pastor and teachers, they had to jack up their car because it was tire rationing and gas rationing, and you couldn't really use it. And there was sugar rationing. You did have coupons that they would leave you have, so for so and so much per person, but it wasn't very much. And coffee, this were rationed too. And I think there were a couple other things too. I know Dad said that some of the soldiers were writing home that they wished they knew more English Bible verses so they could talk to their friends, but everything was in German and they couldn't understand it. Later, Daddy told the congregation that he wished that they would get away more from the German in the school. They had still kept on with the German.